Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mori, Imi Marotzi Sheyichyu, and the schus for Shleim and his son Alilan Ben Shena Tzipoira, schus Moshe Meir Ben Avram Simcha, the schus Miriam Brian Levas Golda, the schus for us Yochevet Fega Bas Minchali Vespasia, the schus for us Chayachana Bas Ramadel, the schus for us Ruth Victoria Bas Tila Vida, לזכוס יוסף אליהו בן רבקה חבא לזיווק הגון, לזכוס יששכר בן רבי יחיאל יצחק מאיר, לזכוס דינה בת בלומה דלי וזכנת דינה, לזכוס נכה גטל בס רחל אסתר, רחל יוצא חלצם, and ולנשמאס מרס אסתר בס רב שמואל, ולורים לסוגי הנגיטן, הדף למד גימלו, it says Tanu Rabbanan. A husband who said to 10 people, Kisvu get li ishti, I want you to write and give a get to my wife. Yachol levatol ze afil shaloi b'fnei ze. He can be mevatol one, not in front of the others. In such a case where he tells 10 people to write and give the get, so any one of them can write the get, and any two can sign the get. So memela yochol levatel zeh shelo b'fnei zeh. He can nullify the authorization of some of them, even not in the presence of the others. For example, the husband wants to strip two of the appointees of their authorization to effect the divorce of his wife. He doesn't have to do it in front of all 10. He could do it in the sole presence of these two people. And this was never forbidden by the decree of Rabban Gamliel, who said that if you send a shliach, you have to be mevatel in front of the shliach. You want to be mevatel the shliach. But here, and you're not allowed to just go to a Beis Din. Here it's no problem being mevatel zeh shelo b'fnei zeh. You don't have to be mevatel in the presence of all of the people. You could just be mevatel in the presence of the people you're being mevatel. You're taking away their authorization. Shimon Gamliel Omer, no. And Yochel Levatel Ela Zeh B'fnei Zeh. In Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's opinion, this is Kavur Rabbi Gamliel's decree, as the Gemara is going to explain. And given Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's view in the previous Braisa that a bittul which violates the Gzeira of Rabbi Gamliel Azakin is ineffective, he would also rule that the nullification of some of the appointees without the presence of all of them or of the wife is ineffective, and any of them can proceed and write the get. So Eino Yochel Levatel Ela Zeh B'fnei Zeh. That's what Rashi says, She'abzu min ha'takana. It's also part of the kind of Rabban Gamliel's second Vimbitlainam Bevutl. Because Vavadl is not Bevutl, it doesn't count, because otherwise Makoch Bezin Yafe takes away the power of the Bezin Rabban Gamliel's second. So now the Gemara says, B'maiko Miflagi. At what point do they argue? B'eidu Shabbatla Mekzasa, Batla Kula Kamiflagi. They argue in regard to whether testimony that it's invalidated in part becomes invalidated in its entirety. whether nullifying the authorization of some of the appointees automatically affects the nullification of all of them. Rebbe Sovar, Eidu Shabbat B'Miktsasa, Loi Bat Lakula. Rebbe holds that testimony that's invalidated in part does not become invalid in its entirety, meaning the remaining appointees remain authorized. Yazli Hanach Kasvi B'Yavin, if the remaining appointees go, write and deliver the get, lift them over Leisu, and then let them do it. Let them write and deliver. There's no reason to decree that the husband may not strip some of the appointees of their authorization in the absence of the others. This doesn't have the potential for damage that the decree was meant to forestall. Why? Because the appointees whose authorization has been revoked are well aware of it, and therefore they're not going to write a get and deliver it. The remaining appointees might proceed to compose and deliver the get. They're authorized to do so, and the get's going to be valid. Rashi, loy bat lekula, hilkach lechash ram gamil, haishib bezdin, yamanos al kach, shayim bezum bnei tikon, has not taken all of them here. Yazli hanach to lo batu kamaya vakasu viyavile, vazle umintzeva, shakir kamintzeva. If the other guys write the get and she gets married, so she's getting married, good, everything is cool. But the Rabban Shimon Gamliel says, no, eidus shebat lo miktsasa bat lekula. Testimony that's invalidated in part becomes invalid in its entirety. By stripping some of the appointees of their authorization, he stripped all of them. The Hanach lo yadi, and these remaining appointees who weren't present when their colleagues were stripped of their authorization, might not know that the authorization has been cancelled. V'azli v'kasvi v'yavi, and they will go write and deliver the get and give it to the woman. Visharu eshesish la'alma. And thereby permit a married woman to the world at large to marry another man, even though they have no right to do so. So this is forbidden by Magamliel's decree, just like you can't go gather a beis din and then be mevatel a get you sent with a shliach, because otherwise, if you were able to do that, then he's going to deliver the get, she's going to think she's divorced and get married, and it's going to be horrible that she's already in Eishes Ish and she's marrying somebody else. So here also, if you strip two of them, and then everybody else goes and writes, she's going to think she's divorced, but she's really not. Ad kan, midivrei kotsho shel hagemara. We've been going through the chidushim of Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nosson Zatzal. And he asks, v'yesh la'ayin, ma inyan hach plukta de Rebbe v'rashbag? Like the gears of the claw. Ma sheedus shabbat l'miktzas shabbat l'kula. Hainu mishum shelamdim mi'apasuk. Why do we say Eidu Shabbat l'mektos Shabbat l'kula? Why do we say that testimony, which was partially nullified, is completely nullified? Because we have a pasuk. Apishnayim b'shloish eidim yakum davar. Just like by two, if one of them is karva patzel, the Eidus is batel. So to three, if one of them is karva patzel, the Eidus is batel. So that's where one of the Eidus, one of them is karva patzel. Since the pasul was made, so he passes all the Eidim. But if you say to 10 people, write a get for my wife, and you're mevatel two of them, so originally all 10 were able to be Eidim. Like Rashi says, Dibur HaMaschil Omar La'asara Kisvu Get Le'ishti. He writes, V'kayim alam l'kamad l'kolkam d'loyim l'kolchem echot koisev v'shnayim choismin. He doesn't say all of you, then one writes and two sign. In other words, two of the 10 will be Eidim. So yes, kol echad roi liyos eid. Nevertheless, why don't we say that since b'foya only two sign, so only these two are Eidim. Ve'ashar kevin shaloi chosmu and came lo nasu edim klal. The other one, since they didn't sign, you're not edim. And you can't say edu shabbat l'mektas shabbat l'kula, because they weren't edim at all. Only the ones that signed, there, the one where there was an eid pasul who was made. So that pasul is the whole bunch. But here it's an under sort zach, it's different. It's the people that signed are Eidim, and the people that didn't aren't Eidim. So what are you coming from? Eidu Shabbat l'mektas Shabbat l'kula. Very shver gemara, just get pasha pshat. Pasha pshat. The Halakha Chasam Sofer in our sugya writes in that it says Eidu Shabbat l'mektas Shabbat l'kula lo b'dina pligu ela b'kavonas ha-mevatel. They're not arguing about the din, they're rather arguing about the kavana of the person being mevatel. Rebbe Sovar ein kavanasu ela l'isin shabitel. Rebbe holds that he only wants to be mevatel those that he was mevatel. And Rav Shimon Gamliel holds al kulan niskaving. He means all of them. Ad kan midivrei ha-chasim sofer. And that's mashma, what the chasim sofer wants to do is he wants to be miyashiv arkasha. What connection does the machlekes of Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel have to eidu shabbat miktas shabbat l'kula? Vayeget lo nasu edim ela achos men belvad vehem lo nifsu uklal. And therefore the Chasam Sefer says a different pshat. He says the argument between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rebbe is, what is the kavanas ha-mevatel? Is that in those he was mevatel just? And therefore the rest are kashim? Or he was mevatel all of them? What's his kavana? However, it's still difficult to understand. If so, what's the Gemara saying? They're arguing if Eidus Shabbat l'mektas Shabbat l'kula or not. Machlekes Rebbe and Rashbag has no shaykhes to the machlekes of whether Eidus Shabbat l'mektas Shabbat l'kula. If Eidus is exegos ha-kosuv, ava pishnayim Eidim yokum davar, his kishleisha l'shnayim, ha-shnayim in bitter lechad mehem, Eidus ha-batele ha-fishleisha lo, and even be done. Is it talui b'kavanatam? Is his das to be mevatel all of them, or only two of them? What's the shaychas to Eidu Shabbat l'mektas Shabbat l'kula? Ma kesher b'chlam? This is gzeres hakosiv. If some are batel, all the whole Eidus is batel. A little bit is batel, the whole thing is batel. But here, what's the kavan of the mevatel? Is he mevatel only two of them, or all of them? And then there's a shum kesher l'machlokas Eidu Shabbat l'mektas Shabbat l'kula. So maybe we can be miyashiv. It's difficult to understand. It says Rebbe and Rishon Gamliel are arguing about the batel mitzvah of batel kula, and Rebbe holds the eidim shvatz about batel mitzvah of loy batel kula. In Makkos in 5b, it says Alpi shnayim eidim mashlosh eidim yakum davar, like the gears of the grub. Mashnayim mitzvah mem karav pasul. Eidusim b'teil al shoshim mitzvah mem karav pasul eidusim b'teil. Amar Rabbi Yosi b'amet dvarim amurim b'dinei nefashos. See, Rashi says, "Vitzilu eidim madrinan atzchusa." There, by dinin nefashos, Rabbi Yosi holds, since it says "Vitzilu eidim," the Beis Din has to do whatever they can to save the guy. So we're mechazer achar haschus. We want to look for a schus for the guy. Abba b'dinei mominis, this guy made us b'sham. B'dinei mominis, let the eidus be miskay and be fulfilled with the others. Rabbi Yoimir, no. Echod dinei mamnis, the echod dinei nefashis, both by dinei mamnis and dinei nefashis, the eidus is betel. Hare lehedia, sherevi sover, sheidut, shebatla miktsata, batla kula. Rebbe says both by dinei mamnis and dinei nefashis, eidus shebatla miktsasa batla kula. So how here does Rebbe say to Shabbat l'mitzasa loy bat l'kula? It's against enough in a Mishnah. It would appear that it says Rebbe Moshe and Gamliel argue about Shabbat l'mitzasa and bat l'kula, and Rebbe says loy bat l'kula. It doesn't mean that they're referring to the machlekes whether chol edus is bat l'mitzasa bat l'kula like echamim mitzakar v'pasul, because their Rebbe holds that edus in b'teva. Rather, when he says to 10 people, write a get for my wife. So there, one guy writes and two guys sign. So all 10 can be Edim. So now he's mevatel two of them, he's mevatel miktsas. There is a machlokes between Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. He wants to be mevatel all of them. And Rebbe holds ain't kavanos al mevatel as kulam. And memela, there's no akiras takonis al Gamliel, there's no tikkun olam like Rashi says. No, there's going to be no gain by saying that they're all batal, just those two are batal. And they're arguing what is kavana is. Is this kavana to be batal, all of them or not? There's no shaykhis, the machokas and makas. There's exeris hakosuf. So when we say Eidu Shabbat l'mitzah Shabbat l'kula, it's b'loshan mushal. We don't really mean like Eidu Shabbat l'mitzah Shabbat l'kula by makas, that type of Eidu Shabbat l'mitzah Shabbat l'kula. But rather, it's another type of Eidu Shabbat l'mitzah Shabbat l'kula. What was the kavanas hamavato? So we had asked before in the Chasam Sofer that by the Machlokes of Rebbe and Rashbag in Makkos, by the case in Makkos, is Xeris HaKosuf, that has nothing to do with here. There, one of them is Karav HaPasul, so then the whole thing is off. But here, there's no such Xeris HaKosuf, because none of them is found Karav HaPasul. So the answer is because it's not B'chlal talking about that type of Eidu Shabbat L'mitzah Shabbat L'kula. It's a completely different word, and therefore it's not a Stira in Rebbe. There he holds Eid Shabbat and says about the Kula. Here not. So you want to know what was the Kavanas HaMavatl? The Pnei Yoshua in our Sugya writes that it says here that the Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel are arguing Eid Shabbat and Mitzvah Shabbat L'Kula has no shaykhs to what it says normally Eid Echad Nim Zekar B'Pasul Bat L'Kula. The loy dami klal, because there we learn from a pasuk, and here we don't have a pasuk. And the raya is that otherwise we have a question that we paskin in choshen mishpat lamid vav that ein shabbat l'mitzvah shabbat l'kula, and here we paskin like Rebbe shaloy bat l'kula. So vade denim yanim zelazeh. Ad kan Torah b'divrei Pnei Yoshua. And it's just a pella on the Pnei Yoshua that he didn't mention that it's a steal on the Rebbe himself. The Rebbe himself is lahedi in the Mishnah that Eidah Shabbat L'mitzvah Shabbat L'kula. And here he holds lo bat L'kula. So it's muchach lahedi that ain't shaykh zeh l'zeh. And Moreinu Barabenu Zatzal says that after he wrote all of this Shtikl Torah, somebody showed him a Meiri. And listen to the Meiri, who comments on the Machlekes Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel of Im Eidu Shabbat Lo Mitzvah Shabbat Lekul. V'anu Koyrim Bekam Shabbat Lo Mibinyan Hadagush V'loima Afo Pisha Rebbe Soivir Be'alma Be'edu Shabbat Lo Mitzvah Shabbat Machmas psur, and shenim tzeichem yom korav apasu bat lakula, kol shu, mikol mokoim mevatel miktsasa, lebitel eskula laroitzu, beze shioi veloi beze, vilchafil lechatchil yochol vat mizze shioi befnei ze, shaf kshabitel miktsasa, lebitel eget at shabitel eskula, nasnu acher macher bitul miktsasa, marei ze get. So the Meiri is Lahedya. The Rebbe normally holds Eidu Shabbat L'mitzvah Machmas Psur Bat L'kula. But if he's being Mevatel, in other words, the Meiri had this Kasha, the Stilan Rebbe, and his Teretz is that if one of them is Pasul, Machmas Kurbe V'chadoymen, so Bat L'kula. But here we're talking about where he himself is Mevatel the Eidus. And what does he mean? He only means to be Mevatel those he told he was being Mevatel. So there's no problem in only being Mevatel some of them and not the other ones. So that's like the Pshat and the Chasam Sefer, and as we explained. So you know that when you say Pshat in the Gemara, and you find afterwards that Arishon says the same thing, you know that you're on the right road, Baruch Hashem. Okay. Sweetest friends, we have a sach to redden, a lot more to talk about. And the Mir Tashem, in the next shir, we will continue learning through the Masechta B'li Neder, and hopefully Nachzor V'Nishna Perek Zeh, and we'll see continuing the flows Mitelas Hashem. Thank you so incredibly much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.